Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Bloomberg sources reveal NVIDIA is quietly prepared to abandon the previously announced $40 billion transaction to purchase semiconductor manufacturer Arm from SoftBank. NVIDIA has reportedly told partners the transaction is no longer expected to close, and SoftBank is prepping an IPO. Along with regulatory issues from the FTC, China, the UK, and European Union, companies like Qualcomm, Intel, and Google have claimed Arm could not maintain independence under NVIDIA. Google's replacement for cookies for interest-based advertising, the Federated Learning of Cohorts, better known as Flock, is now canceled. Google announced its new proposal, Topics. Your browser will learn about interest, keep data from previous 3 weeks, excluding sensitive categories like gender or race, and assign them to one of 300 topics. When hitting a site supporting the Topics API, the browser will share 3 topics randomly from your top 5 weekly to select ads. Google plans to trial the Topics API starting end of this quarter. The Dutch competition regulator, the Authority for Consumers and Markets, fined Apple 5 million euros, approximately $5.6 million, for failing to allow dating app developers to use third-party payment methods. The ACM will continue to issue fines each week until Apple properly complies with the order. Ahead of the January 15th deadline, Apple announced it would allow dating apps in the Netherlands to use third-party payment options, but the ACM notes it has not rolled out the actual support. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki's quarterly update reveals the platform will test new ways for Shorts creators to make money through Brand Connect and is in the early phases of testing how shopping can be integrated with Shorts. The platform is also looking at ways to support NFTs. Wojcicki continues to defend YouTube's hiding of public dislike counts, saying the feature was harming parts of our ecosystem through dislike attacks, though did not specify whether the ecosystem refers to creators or corporations. Meta announced it's building an AI research supercluster, or RSC, a supercomputer designed to train machine learning systems and is set to be complete later this year. Meta says RSC will be used to build improved content moderation systems, develop augmented reality features, and design experiences for the metaverse. In December, a UK High Court judge ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could be extradited to the US. This overturned a district court judge that blocked extradition on mental health grounds. However, a High Court judge granted Assange the right to petition the UK Supreme Court for a hearing over its extradition. There's no guarantee this request for a hearing will be granted. Reverse engineer Alessandro Paluzzi found code showing Twitter is developing a feature called Flock. F-L-O-C-K, allowing users to curate a list of people to limit tweets to, up to 150, similar to Instagram's close friends feature. This feature was teased by Twitter under the name Trusted Friends back in July 2021. Tencent fired 70 people and blacklisted 13 firms as part of an anti-fraud campaign, saying the decisions involve cases of bribery and embezzlement. One former employee used their music department position to obtain benefits from suppliers, and a film and television employee took possession of props purchased for film projects. The cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is adding a new tax center to aid U.S. customers figure out how much they may owe the IRS. The new section gathers every taxable transaction, showing a personalized summary of a customer's taxable activity on Coinbase, broken out over time by realized gains, losses, and miscellaneous income, with the info able to be used with tax software. India's Union Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Rajiv Chandraskar, said the government is planning to come up with a policy to facilitate the creation of an indigenous operating system as an alternative to Google's Android and Apple's iOS. The minister also said the goal for the Ministry of Electronics and IT is to create domestic leaders in every major product category. The Sports Business Journal reports Savvy Gaming Group, backed by the Saudi Arabian government's public investment fund, spent $1.5 billion obtaining two of the largest esport league operators, ESL and FACEIT. The Saudi Arabian public investment fund previously acquired Series A club Inter Milan for over $1 billion and EPL club Newcastle. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.